This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
I think most of us will admit that last year's summer was a total bust.
It was a bummer. It was a bummer summer.
It was. Many of us were spending it socially distanced from friends and family. But a new study shows that many of us plan to make up for the lost time this summer.
Yep. Even in like hard-hit states like New York, where they've relaxed a lot of their restrictions, especially if you're vaccinated, I'm sure people are like, yes, this summer we're going to splurge and take a trip.
Yep, exactly. So according to a new poll, 75% of us plan on being more active this summer, and on average spend a full extra week outside. Now, why people thought they couldn't go outside last year, I'm not sure. But
outside was never a problem.
No, it wasn't, but now they're going to make up for it. And if this is you and your family, you may be interested in knowing which places to visit that are most budget-friendly.
I like where you're going with this, because I've got a vacation I'm trying to plan for my anniversary, and I'd like to save a little money, so
okay.
What do you got?
Well, according to a recent poll, Orlando came in at number one.
Saving money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you must be going to Orlando, but not Disney.
Yeah,
like you're going
to a beach or something.
Yeah, or like you're gonna go to
Motel 6.
No, what is that? The thing where they have the knights, the medieval times, like that. That's what you're going to in Orlando at that point.
Well, it came in at number one, followed by Honolulu.
What is this budget-friendly stuff?
What is it, budget-friendly for millionaires?
Yeah.
This is the dumbest list ever.
Maybe they're saying you get the most bang for your buck. You get to see a lot, but you don't get to spend it in a quality room or quality environment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Betty Rock, the next one. I can't wait for the next one. The next one's like outer space.
Actually, New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Go get some beignets.
Okay, yeah. Go down to Cafe Du Monde.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Budget-friendly.
That one I could see is
totally
budget-friendly. The other two, I don't know what budget these people are on.
Don't take it up with me.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and this guy, Lester, called in the other day. We called in about something else, and we were just kind of talking, and he was like, hey, do you mind if I share my testimony with you? I'll just take 30 or 40 seconds. And usually it's like, that's where you buckle up, because you know no one has ever said that and done it. Lester did.
MVP.
Yeah, he really crushed it.
So good.
Like, I could not believe it. And then, inside of this, like, only taking 32 seconds to do this, his story is pretty amazing.
I was a Christian in 2002. I got divorced, ended up homeless on the streets for 4.5 years. Went to prison for carjacking. The car I stole had a 5-week-old baby sleeping in the back of it I never knew.
Oh, wow.
Long story short, I went to jail. I got back in the Bible. God showed up and showed out, did 7 miracles in my trial to prove my innocence on kidnapping. And to this day, because of Jesus Christ, me and the child's mom are friends on Facebook. We made amends.
What?
And she said she wanted to write me in prison and tell me she forgave me because God kept putting it on her heart. Just a miracle, bro.
Like, how crazy is that? 32 seconds, and it covered about 8 years of his life like that. And then, like, some really heavy, serious stuff. That's crazy.
Well, not a lot of people can say that they were forgiven from someone who they carjacked from.
No. I mean, that is unbelievable. And so that made me start thinking, like, I want to have this conversation with you. Like, what is that thing that you could not believe you were given forgiveness for, or that you received? You know, it would just seem too unfathomable to actually do this. Because, I mean, that's crazy. This guy carjacks this lady's car with her 5-week-old baby in it. You would think she'd have, she does have the right to be upset a little bit by that, you know, and maybe carry a grudge. But she didn't. And then her forgiving him, I'm sure, led to him receiving and understanding the weight of that kind of forgiveness. And then you put that onto what God forgave us for, and it changes a life, you know, and it all starts with that. So I'm really curious, man, that forgiveness you could not believe that you were able to give or receive, because it goes both ways. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show. Put that in your favorites, because I'd love to get your story on right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What was that forgiveness that you could not believe you gave or received?
One of my best friends was getting a divorce, and I babysat for her, helped feed her and her children. We worked together very closely, and after she got her divorce, while we were still friends, she had an affair with my husband.
I saw that coming as you were telling that story.
Right.
I'm like, I know where this is going, and that is rough. Oh, the betrayal of that would have to be just intense.
So it's not only your husband, it's your best friend. So who do you turn to, you know? Who do you
right.
Who do you talk to about it?
How is it possible that you could forgive that? Like, what do you think? Where does that come from? Or even how? What's your first step in trying to extend forgiveness for something like that to both your husband and your friend?
I think I knew that the relationship was over with my husband, and this was just one more thing. So I think the anger for him was done. And for her, I think it was just having some separation and realizing that she's not a bad person. She just did a bad thing.
What's yours?
About a year before me and my husband got married, I ended up cheating on my husband. And he, when I told him, he said that the Lord just impressed on his heart that love keeps no record.
Oh, wow.
And then he offered me forgiveness right there.
Raven, does this help you with when you have to be put into a place of having to forgive someone? Do you feel like since he forgave you something so big that it's helped you forgive others for minor things?
All the time. It just reminds me not only of the love that Christ has for me, but the love that Christ has other people have for me as well.
I have a theory that people who have been forgiven of a big thing understand the weight of that and the gravity of that, and they are usually much quicker to then give out that same level of grace.
Yes, it's a lot easier when you know you've had it get given to you and you understand it.
Boy FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's no such thing as a perfect parent. You know, everybody has different tactics that they use, and when you share your tactics online with people, you open yourself up, you invite critique.
Yes.
You know, and that's what this mom is finding out on TikTok. She's like, oh, TikTok, that sounds fun. I'll download that app. She basically just posted a quick thing about how she doesn't fold her toddler's laundry anymore, okay?
Oh, okay.
Instead of folding it, putting it in nice stacks in the drawer, they just use a bin and just chuck it all in there.
And it gets wrinkly.
Oh, well, okay. See, that's funny that that's your first reaction. Like, who cares? You know, honestly, like, great, that's what you do. And so there are people that just litter up, and they're like, yeah, the clothes get wrinkled. And like,
oh,
really? This is what you're commenting about today? Or, you know, I guess some people think it doesn't teach responsibility for the child to, you know, an organization and things like that. But this mom's like, look, it saves us time, and that's more time we can go and do something fun instead of fighting over how we fold the clothes.
Are you bringing this up because you want justification and not folding your own laundry?
Oh, I hate folding laundry. I don't mind hanging my shirts, but I hate folding laundry. And rolling socks. We have to roll socks. I have too many socks. And so to fit them in, my wife came up with a unique way of rolling them. And now I have to do that.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's the only way we could close the drawer. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you want your wife to treat you like a toddler.
I would love that. Just a bin and just let me throw stuff in there. I'll look through it. It's like a scavenger hunt. Like, I see why the kids love it. They're like, what am I going to wear today? And putting away your clothes would take like 30 seconds.
True.
You literally ball them up out of the dryer, walk over and dump them in a bucket. Like, this is genius.
No.
Some people actually said she was genius. Other people called her lazy.
Oh.
Like, it's just so great. Honestly, I got to tell you, though, it's a great day in your life if the biggest issue you have to tackle online is whether a mom should fold her toddler's clothes or not. You're living your best life if that's you, you know? I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
So, you guys, hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
So if you're looking for a new job, maybe you lost your job, or you're just looking for some better pay, this might be interesting to you. Consumer banking giant Bank of America is set to raise their minimum wage for all positions in the company to, get this, $25 an hour.
What?
I know. Look at you two. You're like, what? What?
Need
I know.
To give him my 2 weeks' notice.
Same.
Yeah, but you have to be able to count. Like, they want you to know something about banking. Yeah, they plan to do this by 2025. How are they going to do this and afford it? With more bank fees that you never see coming as a client, probably. But in all seriousness, they've been raising the minimum wage ongoing since 2017. They went to like $17 an hour and then $20 an hour. And so this is like a path that they are choosing to take. And I respect that. Like, I'm not a big fan of like the minimum wage being raised to 15 across the board, because I think there's other problems that I don't want to get into right now with that. But like a private company saying, yeah, this is what we want to do, and we're going to take the risk and do that, and it costs us money to do that. But they're hoping to get a better quality employee. And they said that they're going to do this. But here's where it really gets interesting, is the bank will also mandate that the vendors that they are doing business with, that their employees have a at least a $15 an hour minimum wage.
How can they do that?
They'll say, well, we're not going to do business with you, basically. They're using their power and their influence to say, if you want to do business with us, say you're a printing company or whatever, and you print all of our business cards, your employees have to make $15 an hour minimum. So they are trying to do what the government wants to do and raise the tide of the minimum wage by exerting their own like social pressure in it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Interesting move. I mean, a really interesting move to see that happen. So if you love handling other people's money, which that would be the fun part of a bank, so tempting. Because like here, like, you know, you work here, like, oh, I'm going to take a soda from the fridge. You can't do that at the bank. You're like, I'm going to take a stack of money from the fridge. Yeah, from the vault there. But if you like maybe want to make some of your own money and do a little bit better in your life there, that might be the place to check out. At least look them up and send your resume to Bank of America. FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you want to learn something about a friend of yours, listen to their stories. I just found out something about Gavin I did not know. Gavin actually, I mean, I know where he goes to church because it's part of the same church we go to, just a different campus, but then he dropped this bombshell that he is a youth teacher. I had no idea.
I've been doing that probably for like a few months now.
Really?
And we have like a really small youth group, like less than 10 kids, and they're all varying ages.
Okay.
But it is like a lot of fun, and they're like really smart. They make me feel kind of silly sometimes, but yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there should be a test. You should have to pass a test, because I even taught youth group before. Like, you should have to pass a
exactly.
test. So you are teaching this group of kids, and you had a discussion about school with them?
Yes, one of the girls in this youth group was explaining to us that she had, like, a band concert coming up, and I'm like, okay, like, that's a pretty normal thing. Like, you want to tell us about your music? And this is where it got cool. She says the first thing that we're performing is based from Hamilton, the musical Hamilton.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, when this finally got rolled out to where, like, high schools could do it, you know, because they have licensing fees and rights and stuff, and I'm like, oh, every school is going to be doing Hamilton like crazy.
Yeah, it's way
cool. It's actually, it's well done.
Yeah, and then it got even better when she said the next thing we're performing is based on The Avengers, which, that's amazing.
I don't even know what that would be. So band, high school band,
yes,
doing
high school
this.
Band doing
Get
this.
It now. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's kind of a cool thing. Like,
yeah.
I like when schools do things to engage kids in creative ways. And so this is what we're going to do right now. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
It's Are You Kidding Me? That's where we talk to kids right now. Just kids can call 855-33-WAY-FM. I want to know about the cool thing that your school has done. Something really cool. Doesn't have to be this year because I know like it's been a weird year for everybody in school. But maybe it is. I don't know. So what is something really cool that you got to do because of school?
Because typically a teacher, and please forgive me, teachers have a hard time making things cool. Yeah. I mean, you're in school and it's just like, ugh, this is so boring. So for teachers to take that next step and make something cool where kids can get engaged and want to be a part and learn something, that's a task for sure.
I would have been that teacher that if I was teaching history would have dressed up as George Washington to make it more interesting. Oh yeah, I would have been that guy.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, just like I wanna engage you and stuff like that. So all right, so Are You Kidding Me? Just Kids Now. What is that cool thing that you got to do part of school? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number, and that's how you can be on the show with us now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's that for you?
Well, actually, last night, I had a band concert of my own.
Oh, cool, because Gavin's teaching a youth group, and their group is doing songs from Avengers and Hamilton. So what'd you get to do?
YMCA and Bohemian Rhapsody.
What? See, that's kind of cool, man. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. What instrument do you play?
I play the trumpet.
Well, how did you do the hand motions? Because you have to do the hand motions.
Well, everybody in the audience just started jumping up and doing the YMCA while we were playing. It was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome, man. So how long have you been playing trumpet?
About 2 years.
You know, Cooper, the cool thing is I think ska is making a comeback, and that's where guys like you that play trumpet get to be in rock bands, too. So that's kind of a fun thing.
I think I might try that, actually. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, you should try that.
And if that doesn't pan out, I'm sure there's a lot of people looking for new elevator music.
Yeah.
Or when someone needs a fanfare, like to announce things, bump, ba da 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you could be that guy. You could start a whole new business, Cooper, where you just travel to places with your trumpet, have Trumpet Will Travel, and there's a name for you. And then when people want to announce things, like maybe the birth of a child or a good grade on a test, they just say it, and then you go, bump, ba da ba da da, like that.
That's brilliant.
So, what's something you've gotten to do?
I got to dissect a fetal pig.
I'm sorry, don't you mean you had to dissect? Got to sounds like you enjoyed it.
It was a choice, but then this morning we get to dissect a frog today.
Wow, look at you. And so this doesn't cause you a problem at all?
Not really, but it does gross you out sometimes.
Betty, did you ever have to dissect a pig in school?
We didn't have to do a pig, but we did have to do a frog.
Okay.
And that was disgusting.
Betty Rock took a sick day on frog day, cool. I have a feeling.
I named my frog. How can you cut something up that has a name?
That's what I was going to ask Ambrielle. Did you name your pig?
Yes.
What'd you name it?
Bacon.
There you go.
Bacon. Aw.
I probably would have named mine Kevin. Kevin Bacon.
Smart.
And now for some good news.
YFM, this is The Wally Show, and if you watch the news for even 5 minutes, it can be a little heavy, so we want to do something a little different. It's good news, giddy up, three rapid fire good news stories to make you feel better today. But like this one, there was a pastor who recently got a double lung transplant. He got COVID early on and spent 175 days in the hospital, and he says, man, there were nights I didn't think I was going to make it, but it was our stance that God provided and will continue to provide, and he will move in a mighty way. And he said he couldn't express his gratitude for the people and the prayers. And one church had heard about him, his predicament, and they got together and they paid for his mortgage for 9 months.
Wow.
So that he had one less thing to worry about, and his family had one less thing to worry about while he was recovering, and he just went home. So that's definitely some good news for that family. Yeah. Good news, giddy up, Betty, go.
There's a woman that found an abandoned kitten in the middle of the road.
No.
And no close shelters could take him in, so she got an Uber to take it to the closest shelter that would, but it was 80 miles away.
Wow.
So she paid $160 to an Uber driver to take this kitten to that shelter. Here's the clincher, though. The Uber driver said he was just excited to be a part of it. If you're that excited, why are you charging $160?
Exactly. Sir? Let's see if we couldn't cut this down a little bit, all right? Good news, giddy up. Gavin, go.
There were a bunch of architecture students at the University of Kansas and they were working with a charity for homeless families, and they actually turned 12 storage containers into homes that those homeless families could live in. I know that that's something like, my wife is an interior design major, and she would love to work on something like that.
Yeah, like Tiny House Nation is a big TV show, and it's a big deal, like people downgrading their lives, but it doesn't mean you have to live in something that's horrible. Like, some of these container homes are really nice. I've looked into, like, building one, and they're really cool.
Yeah, and the one that these people built had, like, almost like two sets of like bunk beds. Yeah. So you're able to fit like a lot of people in that limited amount of space.
Yeah, this is something that is close to me because like I wanted to start like a container home area for people that get out of prison and have nowhere to go and they get their own. So it's like a little bit of dignity as well. And so I might reach out to them and see how they did it. All right, that's going to do it for your good news giddy up today. Look what you got. FM, there's this really cool thing happening this summer, the week of July 4th here in Nashville. It's called Camp Electric, and we have a chance for you to win a scholarship and travel to get here for your kid, ages 13 to 19. It's kind of like Camp Rock, but done by Christian artists and some of the best in the biz, teaching your kids how to be better musicians, but beyond that, teaching them faith and the worship nights. My daughter went for like 7 years and loved the worship nights. They have jam sessions. They'll get to play with some of the artists and stuff. It's one-on-one. Like the instruction is so great because you're in small groups. And more than that, it's a group of kids that get to be around other kids that get them. And, you know, because a lot of times the music kids aren't always understood by the sports kids, you know? And so it's a really cool environment that's not competitive and judgy. It's really encouraging. And so if you have a kid and you want to show them how much you believe in them, you can send them to Camp Electric. Now, you could just send them, and that's not a problem. Use the summer code, use the promo code SUMMER, and you can save $75. Or you can actually win a trip for them to Camp Electric. And all you have to do is nominate your child right now or a kid you know.
That's right. You can go to wayfm.com/Wally, and that's where you can enter to win. You can also text the word CAMP, C-A-M-P, CAMP, to 91979. That'll also get your kid entered to win. And if you want more details about it, just go to campelectric.com. The deadline is at the end of the month, so hurry fast.
So if you have a kid that's like, say, a great singer or wants to be a songwriter or plays guitar, bass, drums, keyboards, even sound, like engineering, they have a film track, a DJ track taught by DJ Madge from Toby. Like, it's just a great environment. I would encourage you to check it out. And then tell us about your kid and why you think they deserve or need to go to Camp Electric. And who knows, you could be sending them for free this year by just going to wayfm.com/Wally. Have you ever left a big life decision to the flip of a coin? Probably not. Hey, it's Wally, but that's where I'm kind of at right now. I've been looking for a new house for quite a while and just haven't found anything that works. So my wife and I started talking about doing some renovations and making our current home into our dream home. So I have a coin here, and this is going to be our decision. Heads, we keep looking for a new house. Tails, we refinance and renovate. But the best part is, no matter how the coin lands, I know I'm still going to win because United Faith Mortgage can help me with a new home loan or refinancing. So here we go. There you go, heads. Good news, honey. We're getting a new house. That was fast, easy, and stress-free, and that's how United Faith Mortgage works. They are faith-based and family-owned, and they have a direct lender advantage so they can save you time and money, all the while making the process of getting a mortgage or refinancing painless. Leave nothing to chance. Check out United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
So Mark Hall, the lead singer of the band Casting Crowns, a band that has written a ton of great music for us these days, was hanging out with other fellow Christian music artist Matthew West and a producer named Seth Mosley. And while they were hanging out, Mark asked the pair of them a question about today's music industry.
Matthew, what do you think this world needs more of in their songs?
Theology.
Seth, what do you think this world needs?
I'm going to go a little simpler, and I'm going to say cowbell.
Cowbell!
Seth wins. Matthew was pandering to the audience.
Yeah, Seth referencing SNL's more cowbell.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I actually dressed as this character for Halloween one year. His name is Gene.
Yep.
It was so much fun.
Beard and all. And you were in it. She even put a pillow for her stomach to give her a little dad bod.
Yeah. It was so much fun. Yeah. I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
I just like how Mark Hall calls out Matthew West for being too religious.
Yeah, it gives him the Christian answer. Theology. What?
That's so great, man. That's the thing I don't think a lot of people understand about. Well, Matthew, we've had him on the show a lot, and he's like really funny.
Yeah.
But Mark Hall from Casting Crowns has a wicked sense of humor. He's a youth pastor, for goodness sakes. And so, like, I don't think a lot of people realize that because their music is so serious and things like that. But he's one of the funniest people in this industry for sure, and he showed it there.
Hopefully, I mean, next Casting Crown, this album has a little bit more of a
cowbell.
Oh, yes!
That'd be so great. Please, Mark Hall, we need more cowbell. All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Play FM, this is The Wall Issue. We're going to play old school.
He's trying to play it off, but it didn't.
Keeping it cool.
That was great.
All right. Wally Show. And so we're going to do a little old school here. And what this is Betty Rock has pulled a song that we play here on Way FM that is, she's going to try to stump us with the year that this was actually released. Because some of the things we play, oh, I really like that song. And we're really surprised by how old it is. And so what is the song that you have for us today?
All right. This one is Tree 63's Blessed Be Your Name.
And I want to say this is the only song I know by them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, I think this is the only song we have ever played. Maybe one other, but this is the be all, end all.
Blessed be your name.
Just a classic.
Blessed be the name.
When I'm trying to figure out the year of these songs, I try to remember the first time I pushed the button to play it. And I can't always come up with that, so I try to remember what type of jeans I was wearing. Was I into skinny jeans yet?
Or how long was your hair when this song came out?
Yeah, how much facial hair did I have? And so I am going to go back on this one. 2000.
Oh.
And 8. 2008 is my guess for that one.
Okay.
Gavin?
No way. Okay, I'm going to go closer to 2000. I'm just going to say 2001. I do think this came after the century.
Okay.
But I think so.
If we don't get it right, then Betty Rock is going to give us some hints. And if we don't get it right, then you have a chance to win a prize. So,
all right. So both of y'all are wrong.
No.
Man.
Okay. 2008.
All right. So here's something. The year that this song was released was also the year that Apple launched iTunes.
Oh,
really?
Okay. There's no way this song is that old. Like, a 90...
When did iTunes get
released? 95. I'm going to go 95.
Okay, Gavin.
You think was iTunes released before the century mark?
Oh, no, probably not.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I had it. When my daughter was born, did I have an iPod yet in 98? I don't remember.
I don't think I got an iPod till I was like 12.
I've already said it, so I got to stick with that. Darn it.
I'm going to go 2004. Ooh. I'm actually going to go a little bit into the future.
Both of y'all are still wrong.
Okay.
No way. Really?
Man,
all right. Well, that's good news for you. We both got it wrong. You have a chance to win a prize right now. What year was Tree 63's Blessed Be Your Name released? If you can get it right on the money, you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Libby, thank you for joining us for Old School. And this is where we're looking at some of the music we play on Way FM. And they're classics. And I'm always surprised at how long this song has been around. So today, it's Tree 63, Blessed Be Your Name. And all you have to do is tell us what year you think that came out. Now, one of the hints Betty Rock gave was it was the year iTunes started. Betty, give her another hint.
So the average cost of gas was $1.83. A lot cheaper than it is now.
Boy, I remember when just like a month ago, it was $1.87, though. And then
Really?
Of a sudden we had that spike. It's crazy. So, boy, that might throw you off, Libby. What year do you think Blessed Be Your Name by Tree 63 came out?
2003.
You say that very confidently. What makes you know that?
It was a pretty rough time in my life, and a song meant a lot to me. So that's how I remember.
Really? That's interesting. And that's what the crazy thing about music is, it can instantly take you back to a time. And I'm glad it takes you back to a time where, yeah, it wasn't a good time for you, but at least the message of this song helped you get through. And it's timeless because it's just as true today as it was back in 2003 when it was released. Nicely done. Who would have ever thought that that hard time in 2003 is still paying off for you today?
Awesome.
She's like, awesome. Not really. Not worth the CD you're sending me. Well, congratulations, Libby. We appreciate you playing a little old school with us here on The Wally Show on Way FM.
All right. Thank you.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you've ever been like at a party and heard someone say, oh, that's such an 8, or oh, you're such a 5, you're like, what in the world are you talking about? It's the Enneagram. No, they're not rating them in their looks. It's the Enneagram. There's like 9 levels of this. It's basically a personality test that shows how you react in different situations. And we like the Enneagram on the show. Like we've all kind of gotten into it. And Betty Rock, you came up with or found a new version of this that might be kind of cool for people that ties music into it.
This is the perfect worship song for each Enneagram. So I know that I'm a 9, you're an 8, Gavin is a 6. So what I did was I looked up what each song is for each of us and then let you know what you need to be listening to when you face the fears that you have as your Enneagram.
Okay, well, let's start with Gavin then, as
all right,
a 6.
So as a 6, he is the loyalist. That means he is security-oriented.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's anxious. That? And suspicious.
I have like an anxious gag that I do all the time, yeah. So I definitely get that now.
Are you suspicious too? Because I'm like super paranoid as an 8.
I've gotten more suspicious since I've met you, to be honest, so yes.
Yeah, when Gavin first got here, he was just this wide-eyed optimist, and then I'm like, well, no, this is what they're really saying. Wait, yeah. What?
But as the loyalist, your worship song is CeCe Winans' Believe For It.
Oh, really? See Gavin praise hand worshiping.
I feel like this has to do with a lot of security. This has to do with anxious thoughts. It's yeah. All about faith. Having faith in your anxious times. You believe for it.
I like it. I've never heard this song before, so
I haven't
to
either.
Add this to a playlist.
I actually really like that. Okay, so you have mine and yours. We'll do those in a minute. Like, but also, you posted the graphic, correct?
Yes,
you can
so
look
you
at
can
it.
See it on our socials. If you just search Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram, you can find it there and find out which song is perfect for you.
All right, so we got Betty Rock as a 2, which is a, like
nope,
a real...
9.
Oh, 9, sorry. Sometimes I see you as a 2. No, and me as an 8, which is the greatest Enneagram number. And we'll go through those here in 10 on The Wally Show. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you know anything about the Enneagram, it's a personality type trait with 9 different categories in it. And so Betty Rock found this thing that kind of pairs up your Enneagram number with the worship song that would be perfect for you. And they have that, or we have that for you on our Facebook page, right? Where you can see the whole list?
Yes, if you search Wally Show on Facebook or Instagram, you can see it there and figure out which worship song is perfect for your personality type. So I found out yours, Wally. You're an 8. And the 8 is the challenger.
Yes.
So you're known for dominating,
yep.
Being self-confident,
oh, yeah.
Also being confrontational.
Yeah, some of my best traits.
Yeah, you would say.
So I know.
So you would be wondering, well, what worship song could go with this? What is it that you need to hear when you're feeling confrontational and dominating?
Yeah.
Well, you need to hear We the Kingdom's Holy Water.
Oh, why?
You're not happy with that?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you why you need to hear this.
Okay, now I do, first of all, I love this song, but I was hoping for something a little more punch you in the face. But I guess that doesn't really happen in worship music.
No, because this song is about submission.
Duh!
Which is something you don't like, because you like to be in control.
Yes.
But this is saying your forgiveness is like holy water. So it's all about saying, you know what, I submit to your will. Okay. I'm not always the leader.
Okay, I could
and
learn.
And you are instead.
I could learn a thing, and maybe that's what worship is about. It's dying to myself and toss up to the Lord.
There
okay.
You go.
So let's go through yours as a 9, Lady
okay,
Rock.
So 9 is the peacemaker. So I'm known as easygoing, complacent. And agreeable.
Yeah, it's yours are all great. Like how come the 8s are like all... You just picked the negative traits, I think.
Because that's all you have. But as a 9, we're the peacemaker. We don't like to start confrontation.
Right.
So we need to be listening to build some confidence, Michael W. Smith's Surrounded. can't fight our own battles. He's there to fight for us.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Let someone else do your dirty work. I know you nines.
Classic eight.
Exactly. Hey, if you want to see the whole list, if you're into the Enneagram or you want to check it out, Betty Rock's got it for you. Just search Wally Show on our Facebook or Instagram. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in, the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
ABC Network announced the lineup for their new fall schedule, and along with it, they unveiled the reboot of the new Wonder Years.
I liked the original Wonder Years. I didn't watch a ton. Like, I didn't watch every season. I wasn't a diehard, but I liked the beginning of it. I watched the first couple seasons. I was like, oh, I like that.
Yeah, and if you don't remember the show, it was originally aired in the late 80s to early 90s, and it followed a white family in the 1960s through the eyes of their son, Kevin. So with the reboot, it's going to be the same idea, but instead they'll be following a black family that's in the same era.
It'll
still be narrated by their son.
Okay,
but just a different.
It'll be interesting to see the difference in the two shows from two different perspectives, you know, because that's one of the things we have, you know, in common, is that we all can live here in America, but we have different life experiences, sometimes based on our race, sometimes, you know, other things. And so it'll be interesting to see how they handle that perspective being told, too. Like, do they tell a positive story in this, or does it center around a lot of the negative time? Because the 60s was a very tumultuous time, too, with race. And so I'm real curious what their tone will be. Will it help, bring our country together more and let us see, oh, this is how people saw life differently than I did as a white kid, you know? Or will it be something that throws fuel onto the fire of the tensions that we currently have? That's a big responsibility to do this show and to do it well, because I think it can be, and I think it could be something that could be really entertaining but beneficial, depending on how they approach it.
Well, it'll be coming out in fall, so I guess we'll find out.
I will set a DVR, and I'm going to watch that one. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and one of the worst things that can happen to your home is a water leak, like a plumbing disaster. They are super expensive to fix, sometimes hard to find. And we've been talking about something on the show, and this lady called, and she goes, I just have to tell you about an experience I had with a plumber. This guy who came out to help me from Mercer Plumbing, and she said, I called him, I had a water line break, and it was going to cost me thousands of dollars just because of all the leaking for a few days and stuff. And she called the guy. He was like an hour and a half away. He was explaining it's going to take me an hour and a half to get there. When I get there, it's going to be after, five, so time and a half starts. And she was desperate for help, so she was like, all right, just come on.
I said, I'm a single parent, and I can't be there tomorrow because I teach special ed. So he came out. He drove the hour and a half. He came out, and when he gets done, he's figuring it out. you know, and you know how plumbers are, right?
Oh, yeah, that's not going to be a cheap fix.
No. So he's like, okay, time and a half, blah, blah, blah. And parts, he said $78.47. And I'm like, so what's my total bill? He said $78.47.
$78.47?
Yes, sir.
What? He hooked you up because it should have been a few grand.
Yes, it should have. And he said his heart broke when he heard single mom.
Oh.
And I'm a teacher of special ed because he has a nephew who's special needs. And I said, you don't know how much you blessed me today. I said, I'm a Christian. I don't know if you believe. He said, oh, yes, I do. And I thought, you know, people like that, it's good to know. And I'm hoping God will bless his business. Because he didn't see the dollar. He didn't see the clock.
He
came to help someone in need.
I love that. I love that, man. When people get it right like that, and especially when it's kind of an extension of their faith as well, that speaks volumes. Because you can definitely quote scripture to people, and that's great, and there's times that that's necessary, but sometimes meeting that physical need for somebody out of an extension of your faith is the thing that really makes that tangible difference. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about right now with you. Have you ever, you know, had that happen to you where somebody just practically lived out their faith and either met a need for you or you watched them do it for somebody else and it spoke volumes to you more so than maybe even a sermon that week did? So that's what we're going to talk about right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I love to highlight and salute things like this of people getting it right, because there's a lot of negative news in the world and people getting it wrong, and that's what always makes the news. But we rarely get to talk about the times that people get it right. So here you go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So have you ever experienced that?
Yes, just recently, actually. I've actually come to your prayer wall a ton in this last year because I've been going through like a physical sickness in my body, like chronic daily dizziness. I had gone to a chiropractor in my hometown, actually, after I had seen a different one. And I'm telling him the story, and he had done some x-rays. And, you know, he said, just come in and let's do a consult and let's see how you're doing. And so he said, I won't charge you for the consult. So I come in, he does the x-rays, and, you know, his whole motto there is just to expect miracles in the body. Like, he does it for the glory of God. And the drive from my house to there is about an hour, and he wanted to see me 3 days a week. So that's like 6 hours in the car, and I'm dizzy. And so I'm like, that's a little bit hard for me. He stopped, and he said, hold on, I just feel the Spirit saying something. I'm going to treat you for a month at 3 days a week for free. I'm not going to charge you a dollar.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, chiropractic care out of pocket is really expensive. Our insurance doesn't cover it. And so he did. He absolutely took care of me for that entire month. 3 times a week, I made the drive. And he said, if you commit to drive, I will not charge you a dollar. And I just couldn't believe that. People don't do that anymore.
That's amazing. And Angel's like, sure, I'm going to be a danger driving all dizzy on the road. But boy, it's worth it for that free treatment.
Exactly.
So have you ever experienced that?
Yes, immensely. This last year, my husband was a home inspector in the DFW area, and he was on a two-story roof, and we don't know why, but for some reason he fell off and hit the driveway.
Oh, no.
And so immediately he was in a coma. And of course, the whole COVID thing, we didn't get to even go in and see him for several days. Finally, 15 days later, he passed away.
Oh, no.
The amazing thing in this tragedy was there were home inspectors all over the DFW area, some from New York. I mean, other states, I never met any of them. And they ended up just sending check after check. And this Friday will be his 1 year day that he fell off the roof. But it was amazing. These people I never knew, that they just were moved with compassion and just did it.
People ask all the time when bad things happen, you're like, why did God allow this to happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? And it's just kind of the price tag of living in this world. But there can be like ancillary good that comes from this. Like, your faith gets increased when you see the faithfulness of other people and the generosity of other people. And then something happens for them when they see a need and something stirs inside of their spirit to do something and they follow through with that. And it's at least it's some good coming out of something that was so bad for you. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do the five-second game here. Betty Rock and I are going to take each other on to find out who is going to then take you on for a prize. Gavin's going to give us a subject. We have 5 seconds to get three answers right with inside of this. Lady Rock, do you want to go first or second? I'm going to give you the option.
I'll go first this time.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
She wants to jump right in.
But she wouldn't have gone first if I had said go first.
Probably not.
Oh, no, not
fought
at all.
That.
Yeah, okay. So, Gavin, give Betty Rock your first category
All right, Betty, name three types of cereal.
Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops, Cocoa Pebbles.
Wow.
I had to like picture the box in my head so that I could
that was
say
close.
This.
Yeah, that was actually closer than I thought it was going to be. Nicely done.
Nice.
Okay, Betty Rock, you got a point for that.
Well done.
All right, Gavin, what is mine?
You are going to name three board games.
Oh,
Monopoly.
Don't mess up.
Sorry.
Don't mess up.
Trouble. Life.
Just two, three.
Overachieving
over
there.
You're such a bragger.
I know.
He's not an overachiever. I'm a bragger.
I'm a bragger. Okay, so that's Wally with one. Okay, Betty Rock.
Three types of farm animals.
Cow. Oh, pig.
Time.
Chicken!
Oh! Wow. Took a second to get going.
Wow. It was like...
She was just going to, like, freeze.
Oh,
I literally thought that was she was done for with that
one. I was starting to sing Old McDonald.
Oh, you did?
That's going to take too long.
Beautiful. That's the Betty way.
Okay, give me mine, Gavin.
All right. Three types of diets.
Man. South Beach, Whole 30, Weight Watchers.
Oh.
Boom.
Wow.
Tried them all.
I kind of thought I'd trip you up on that, but you're right. You have worked on these
all
a
right,
few times.
So here's what we're going to do. Where Betty Rock and I are tied right now, you will get to choose who you want to take on since there's no clear winner. We both kind of crushed it today. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. If you want to play the game with us, you can play right now. 855-33-WAY-FM, and you choose your opponent. FM, this is The Wally Show. Leah, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, Leah, we're playing the five-second game, and this is going to involve you taking on either Betty Rock or myself. Who do you think you'll have the better chance at beating?
Wally.
Oh, that hurt. I thought for sure she was going to say Betty. I really did. Sorry.
Well, she did.
She did not. You're right. All right, Leah. So you're going to take me on. And now what we're going to do is Gavin's going to give us a category, and you and I are going to ping pong back and forth giving answers. You'll have 3 seconds to give your answer. If time runs out on you, then you are going to lose. Or if you repeat one that someone else has come up with, or you can't come up with one. So you ready?
Yep.
We're going to start with you first, too. So, Gavin, what is our category?
The category is princesses, and I will accept Disney and real life.
Oh, good. Oh. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Leah, starting with you.
Cinderella.
All right.
Snow White.
Sleeping Beauty.
Mulan, she counts, right?
What?
Mulan counts.
Mulan,
she wasn't a princess.
She is.
No, she never wore a crown.
She never claims the title of princess in a movie.
She doesn't, but they consider her one in Disney. They do.
No, they don't.
Disney company.
No, they don't.
Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
Google Disney princess Mulan.
Hold on. Okay, is Mulan technically a princess? She uses courage and determination to win the day. She is a member of Disney Princess franchise. But she is not a legitimate princess in a traditional sense.
I know that, but she's part of a Disney princess.
I guess we got to hand it to Wally.
Yeah, okay.
Just
so
hand it to
now
him.
We'll continue. Leah, go.
Pocahontas.
Oh, you're not going to challenge Pocahontas?
No, she was a princess because her dad was like
he was the leader
chief.
Of the tribe.
She wasn't technically called a princess. Okay, fine, whatever. Princess Di.
Belle.
Mm. What's that other one? Oh, Ariel.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Leah, no.
That gasp just did not go well for Leah. Come on, Leah. Challenge your inner girl.
Come on. Just let it go.
Princess Amelia from The Princess Diaries.
Right. Oh!
Well done.
I did not see
nicely
that coming.
Done. I'm gonna go with Frozen.
You took my hint.
I took your hint. Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh!
Princess Anna.
Princess Elsa.
Good.
Oh, nice.
Come on.
I think I've met my match.
Princess Markle.
Meghan Markle.
No, you already said.
Is she
you
a
said
princess?
You met your
you
match.
You kind of admitted
she's a
to
duchess.
Defeat.
You met your match.
Leah, congratulations. You have bested me in the 5-second game.
You could have still done Tiana.
I know. I forgot about The Princess and the Frog. I couldn't remember her name. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that's a good one, Leah. Oh, yeah. You could have been, and you could have won, but you didn't because I rule. Nicely done, Leah. Thank you.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.